Chapter 20. The group met again to look for the Christmas presents that Doorslammer had lost. "You have to try to remember the way you came when you were on your way to town," said Sausage Swiper to Doorslammer, who looked around, confused. "I remember that there was an exceptionally loud noise when I slammed the door," said Doorslammer, pointing to the south. "The farmer ran after me in his underwear, and I was frighteningly scared." "Or maybe it was in this direction," said Doorslammer, still confused, pointing to the west this time. "Let's just get started," said Sausage Swiper, who pointed his nose in the air. Together, they headed straight ahead towards the highest mountain they saw. "Let's try to whistle," said Victor, who had told the kids that was the only way they could see the sleigh that was invisible to humans, unless they could whistle loudly and cleverly. The whistling sounded beautiful and traveled far into the air. "Wow," said the kids. "This worked out well." Stubby, who heard the whistle, came running to them. "Can you do it again?" said Stubby. "You did it so beautifully that time that I'm going to whistle with you." They whistled so loudly that it struck through the forest and resonated everywhere. Suddenly, they heard a loud thud in the snow. So loud, it was as if an earthquake was coming. The kids caught their breath. Who came out of the woods except the giant? Yes, the giant troll. "Wow," whispered John to the other kids. "Do you think this is who I think it is?" Victor and Elsa closed their eyes and couldn't make a sound. They just watched the troll, who walked towards Doorslammer, who had a wide smile on his face. "Mom, I have never been as glad to see you as now, and with my sleigh. I thought I had lost him, but then I just forgot him at home," he said to the troll, who was obviously Grilla herself. "You never think of anything. I always have to save you," said the old one with a furious, angry voice. "I, who can no longer see anything, hit the sleigh when I was going outside the cave to splash out of Lepaluda's cup." "Here," she said angrily, "take the sleigh and bring these gifts to the kids." She ran her long, dirty finger to the Yule lad and said, "And you should come home at the right time, otherwise I'll take the saddle on you." Grilla then turned around and walked straight to a tree. "Stupid tree," said the old one, and rubbed her forehead as she blew her nose into the snow. "I've got so much cold I can't smell anything." She then walked off up the mountains and screamed, "Come, you stupid cat, we're going home." The kids were there when the black tail came out from one of the trees and the Christmas cat himself ran after the box toward the mountain. "Wow, we got away well," said Victor. Elsa and John breathed lighter after this great adventure.